This is VOA News. The remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Media reports say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden plans to cancel the permit for the $9 billion Keystone XL pipeline project as one of his first acts in office. President Donald Trump had made building the pipeline a central promise of his presidential campaign. Biden was vice president in the Obama administration when it rejected the project as contrary to its efforts to combat climate change. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported that the words "rescind Keystone XL pipeline permit" appear on a list of executive actions likely scheduled for the first day of Biden's presidency. The project, which would move oil from the Canadian province of Alberta to the U.S. state of Nebraska, had been slowed by legal issues in the United States and by opposition from environmentalists. Construction on the pipeline is well underway in Canada, with the international border crossing complete. Former Democratic President Barack Obama axed the project in 2015, saying Canada would reap most of the economic benefits, while the project would add to greenhouse gas emissions. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said on Monday that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden should hold talks with North Korea to build on progress that President Trump had made with leader Kim Jong-un. Biden takes office Wednesday amid a prolonged stalemate in negotiations aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear and missile programs in exchange for U.S. sanctions relief. Moon said he hopes to promote North Korea as Biden's foreign policy priority, so the new U.S. president will follow through on an agreement reached by Trump and Kim at their first summit in Singapore. They vowed in a joint statement to establish new relations and work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. However, talks later fell apart. This is VOA News. The lead Democratic impeachment manager, Congressman Jamie Raskin, on Sunday accused President Donald Trump of doing nothing on January 6th to stop his supporters from storming the U.S. Capitol to try to upend his defeat for re-election. Raskin told CNN he was watching it on TV. Raskin, the lead House impeachment manager, called Trump's actions, quote, the most dangerous crime committed against the United States. He said the rioters came in seeking to do harm to Vice President Mike Pence. When the rioters stormed the Capitol, Pence was in the initial stages of presiding over the congressional certification of the Electoral College vote that Biden won over Mr. Trump. One Trump supporter, Senator Lindsey Graham, said protesters had, quote, defiled the seat of government, but he blamed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the security lapse. On Fox News Sunday, Graham said, how in the hell could that happen? Where was Nancy Pelosi? It's her job to provide Capitol security. Several top security officials have resigned in the wake of the violence under threat from lawmakers that they would be fired if they did not quit. A newly elected Republican congresswoman known for promoting QAnon conspiracy theories accused Twitter of censorship on Sunday after her account was temporarily suspended for, quote, multiple violations. Marjorie Taylor Greene was hit with the 12-hour suspension after she tweeted claims of alleged election fraud in Georgia, her home state. Twitter flagged at least two tweets as disputed and prevented them from being shared or retweeted, saying they carried the risk of violence. Israel's military said Monday its fighter planes struck Hamas facilities in the Gaza Strip after Palestinians fired rockets at the Jewish state. Two rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip toward the coast near the southern city of Ashdod, according to a military statement. There were no reports of any damage from Palestinian rockets, with Israeli army sources indicating they had landed in the Mediterranean Sea. Palestinian security sources in Gaza said the Israeli fire hit farmland in the southern Khan Yunis area of the enclave, causing damage but no injuries. There was no immediate claim for the rocket launches from Hamas-ruled Gaza. Palestinians in Gaza and the Israeli-occupied West Bank are heading for respective legislative and presidential elections in May and July. They're the first such elections in 15 years. And South Korea's Seoul High Court on Monday sentenced Samsung Electronics Vice Chairman Jae Lee to a jail term of 2.5 years for bribery. That's according to the court on Monday. You can find more on this and all the stories we cover at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. And from Washington, this is VOA News.